Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 40 of the Power of God in Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. Wow, 40 episodes already. Man, oh man. I'm Mike from Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and I've been having a pretty good time as of late. As you guys probably know, the Super Mario Galaxy movie came out just recently, and I really enjoyed it. And a lot of people say, well, that's because you're a big fan of Mario, so you have a biased opinion. The thing is, I like Superman, but I didn't like Man of Steel. But that's a story for another time. I did indeed enjoy the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and I'm very happy that it has done really well. At the time I'm recording this, last I heard, it was at about $600 million. So, very much a positive, and looking like we're very likely to get another sequel. Now, some of you may remember that I mentioned I was going to be spending the first weekend of the film's release at a local theater, appearing as Luigi. And I did, and it was a great experience. It was so much fun, very tiring. The second day I was there for a total of 10 hours. So it was kind of tiring, but it was a lot of fun. And over the course of the weekend, I basically met four categories of kids. We had the ones who were super, super excited, really happy to meet Luigi. We had the ones that were like, yeah, sure, I'll take a picture with him. We had the ones who were kind of shy and hiding behind their mom's leg. And then we had the, hey, you want to go meet Luigi? No. You know, those kids that are at that preteen age of everything's embarrassing. Generally, though, the kids seemed to have a really good time. I had a lot of fun, and I've already seen the film twice and will probably be seeing it at least one more time in theaters before it leaves. Now, some of you may have noticed that I've been a little quiet on my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel. I haven't really uploaded anything of late. And the reason for that is something that I have dealt with recently that I know a lot of people can deal with if they're not careful. And that is, I had allowed myself to become complacent, or to put a little more bluntly, spiritually lazy. I've been reading my Bible every day, but I haven't really been taking in a lot of what I've been reading. I've been praying, but I haven't really been praying like I should be, and I haven't really been giving the time to the Lord that I should have been. And in doing so, I was getting no inspiration for anything to do for videos. And the thing is, that can happen. God will always be trying to speak to us, but if we're not actively listening, we're not going to get anything. And because of that, I had started to fall into a bit of a drought when it came to ideas for things to do for my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel. And the thing that's very important with something like that is, not only can it hinder your ability to listen for God's voice, but it can also cause us to let our guards down and can make us very susceptible to temptation, which is something I'll be getting into a little bit later on. But when I realized this, I really took some time, went into reading some devotionals for my own, you know, sake, and took the time to go to God and pray for forgiveness, and pray that God would renew that spiritual vigor in me. And just like that, inspiration came. So I do have some more ideas. I'm going to be probably later on today recording my next video on my channel. So I encourage people to look for that. Hopefully it'll be out by the time this episode comes out. But I think this is something that's good for me to remember, and it's good for everyone to remember, is we can't let our guard down. We can't get complacent and lazy in our walk with God, because when we do, we're the ones getting hurt. Now, one thing I'm going to be doing, actually, with my Geekiness and Godliness channel, aside from that, is, I'm sure as all of you have been following my little story, I finally got a hold of the box set for Petite Princess Yuci. Now, I could just go to the end of the series and watch the last episode, but where's the fun in that, especially since I haven't watched this series in like 20-something years? So I'm going to start from the beginning, and rather than just watch through the series, why not have a little fun with it? I'm going to do a bit of a deep dive, going episode by episode through the series Petite Princess Yuci, and talking about it on my YouTube channel, Geekiness and Godliness. So something else for you guys to look forward to on there, and join me as I go through my journey through Petite Princess Yuci. And speaking of my journey through Petite Princess Yuci, this, of course, did distract me from one of the regular features that we have here on Power of God and Anime. That, of course, being my anime recommendations. I've been so distracted with trying to figure out the secret of Petite Princess Yuci's ending that I haven't really talked about any classic anime. Well, that stops today, as I have another one to talk about with you guys. This one being Maburaho. Now, Maburaho is the story of a magical world where everybody has magic abilities. But the thing is, everyone has a limited amount of magic they can use. And once they use all their magic, they will turn to ash. Now, most people have like hundreds of times in their lifetime they can use it. And some of the elites can use it like thousands of times. But then there's our main character, Kazuki Shikimori. He can use magic 8 times. And only 8 times. Now, of course, because of this, he is considered pretty, you know, low on the class totem pole, both in school and just in general. And nobody really likes him. Heck, even his alleged friends are pretty horrible to him. You know, one of them even suggests, hey, you know, why don't you just use up all your magic and, you know, turn to ash, and then you won't be a hindrance to anybody. Again, this is his friend that says this. Well, one day, he meets a girl named Yuna Miyama. Now, Yuna is actually a girl that he had met when they were kids. And he had used one of his magic spells to make a great wish for her come true. And then, of course, she had gone off somewhere else, and now she's come back, and she still remembers what he did for her, and she's in love with him. But it's right about the same time that it's revealed, yes, he can only use magic 8 times, but it turns out his descendants will actually be potentially the greatest magicians ever. These could possibly be like the biggest thing. All of a sudden, all the girls are now interested because they want to be the mother of the greatest magic to ever come out. This includes high-class Kuroko Kazutsubaki and Rin Kamishiro, who really has no interest in Kazuki, but her family wants her to get with him because that means, you know, they could be part of what could be a great family. Now, for a short time, Kazuki believes that Yuna also is only interested in him because of his genes. But as time passes, he realizes that's not the case. And even Kuriko and Rin come to have a much better relationship with him than, you know, they did at the start. But the other big thing is we discover, as he finds himself more and more in situations where he has to use his magic, seems like these girls are really causing more problems than they are good. His magic, while limited on the amount of times, is massively powerful. He can do things no other magic user should be able to do. So not only does he seem to have really good genes in him, he's immensely powerful for the limited amount of magic that he has. So this leads to all sorts of hijinks with the girls trying to get with him, him trying not to use up all of his magic and die, and just waiting to see who's going to end up being the one that he ends up marrying. And unlike some of the other shows that I have recommended, Maburaho is on Crunchyroll, so you can actually watch this series. Now, I will say that the manga actually gives a better ending than the anime does. Like many rom-com animes, this series doesn't give you a proper ending. It leaves it very open, whereas the manga actually gives you a definitive ending. But it's still a fun show, and I would recommend it. Although, note that this is one of those very high fan service type shows. So definitely would not recommend it for the younger viewers. In the movie, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, which is actually itself a sequel, our protagonist, Makoto, gains the ability to travel back through time. And she starts using this ability just to kind of avoid problems and get out of awkward situations, basically very frivolously. And even when she finds out that she has a limited amount of times that she can do this, kind of goes back to what I was talking about with Maburaho, she still doesn't really fix her actions. For a little while, she's still falling to the temptation to waste her abilities and not make proper use of them. This, of course, leads to all sorts of problems, and she nearly loses a lot because she allows herself to fall into temptation that she knows she shouldn't do. And that's something that a lot of us tend to deal with. Recently, I saw a discussion on Twitter, and people were talking about repentance, redemption, forgiveness, that kind of thing. And somebody said, well, would you allow a former child predator to lead your children's ministry? Now, admittedly, this person was saying this in very bad faith. They weren't even looking at the idea of somebody repenting and becoming a new person under God. But admittedly, it is a question that bears some thought. But rather than the question of should a person who has this kind of past ever be allowed to do something like that, there were other thoughts that came to me. And that being, if you were somebody who had had a past like that, you had done horrible things like that, but you had repented, you would come to God. This is something that you've struggled with. Are you going to put yourself into a situation where temptation is prevalent? James 4:7 says, so humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If we know we have something we struggle with, and remember, when you become a new person under God, you do not become sinless. And it doesn't mean that temptation does not still come. But when you are struggling with something, you need to stay away from the temptations of that thing. For example, if there's somebody who has struggled with alcoholism, and he is trying to stay away from it, he's trying not to drink, he's not going to go to a bar. I'll speak from my own experience, and admittedly, I'm going to open up a little bit here for you guys. In the past, I have struggled with addictions to sexuality and online addictions. Don't want to use the words because this does go on YouTube, and I don't want us to have issues with that. But these are things that I've struggled with in the past. As such, I'm not going to do this anyway, but I would not be volunteering to host a swimsuit contest, a situation that's going to put me in a position of temptation. Again, I'm not going to do that anyway. I don't have any interest in doing that. But the idea being, when you have a struggle, you don't put yourself in positions to be tempted. Matthew 26:41 says, "Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." As I mentioned earlier on, when you aren't staying on guard, when you're not keeping that close relationship with God, it can cause you to let your guard down. And that's when Satan will swoop in and cause you to fall. So we need to keep away from the things that tempt us, and we need to keep a close relationship with God, because that's the only way we're going to get through it. We're not going to do it on our own power. We can't. And that brings it, though, to the other side. Looking at it from the outside, if you have a friend who struggles with alcoholism and you want to go to a bar, if you're a true friend, you are not going to ask that person to come with you. Because you, as a true friend, are not going to put them into a position of temptation. I can speak from my own experience here. I remember there was a friend of mine who knew about my struggles, which I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and they are not a Christian. I do consider this person a friend, or at least I did. I haven't really interacted with them in quite some time, but they very much disagreed with me and told me that it wasn't anything wrong. If anything, I was just making things harder for myself and hurting myself mentally by trying to step away from these struggles that I was having, that really there was nothing wrong with them. 1 Corinthians 15 talks a little about bad influences and listening to the advice of people who will lead you to destruction. Verse 33 says, "Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character." Admittedly, part of the reason I haven't really interacted much with this person since that time is because I'm very aware that they are potentially leading me astray. They believe they're right. They're not trying to hurt me. But the things they're saying are things that are going to potentially push me away from God and push me towards doing things I know I don't want to do. And just like in this initial example we had, if we know that somebody is struggling, somebody who, as was brought up in the initial discussion, was a former child predator, we know this is something they've struggled with. We're not going to try to put them in a position where they could fall. That's not to say that we believe their repentance was false. But we realize that they have a struggle, and we're going to do what we can to help support them through this and help keep them from falling. We don't want to be with people that are going to push us towards the things we don't want to do. We want to be with people who are going to help us, to support us, and encourage us to do what's right. Much like with Makoto, it's very easy to fall into the temptation to put ourselves in positions to do things we don't want to do. But it's very important that we keep our guard up, and when we know there's something we're struggling with, that we stay away from that and instead stick to what is good. If you'll join me now in prayer. Lord God, I pray that you would help me to stay away from the things that would tempt me. Help me to not even be close to the things that would lead me away from you. And I pray, Lord, if anyone I know is struggling with something, I pray that you would help me to be an encouragement to them and a support to them to help them to stay away from the things that they're struggling with. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. Now, this is the point where we'd normally do my anime poll, but today I actually have something a little different. I actually have a question for you guys. Like Makoto, if you had the ability to go back in time and change something, what is something that you would change? And I'm going to say specifically in your own life, because we're not going to go into, you know, changing history. I mean, technically, everything is part of God's plan, so there shouldn't be anything that we should be changing. But if you could change anything in your own life, what would you change? I'm curious. All right, that brings us to the end of another episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, you can find me all over the place. I'm on YouTube at both Luigi's Stories and Geekiness and Godliness. You can also find Geekiness and Godliness on Twitter at GeekinessG. And you can find Luigi on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all this stuff at Luigi's_Stories. You can also find Beneath the Tangles on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope today's episode has been a blessing for you. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time.